Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results with your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Did you know the Natural News Store saves you money on superfoods, preparedness products, and more? Visit shopnaturalnews.com to start saving right now on herbal medicine kits, sovereign silver, Enerfood superfood products, organic storable foods for preparedness, astaxanthin, chia seeds, coconut sugar, and much more. Everything in the store is personally selected by Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, so you can shop with confidence while avoiding GMOs, MSG, chemical additives, and other ingredients found in products sold elsewhere. Visit shop. NaturalNews.com to get started on your savings. Orders of $99 or more are shipped free in the continental USA. And we have live customer support ready to help via phone, text, chat, or email. A percentage of all sales are donated to important causes for food freedom, farm freedom, and health freedom. Most recently, the Natural News Store donated $10,000 to help support the GMO labeling Proposition 37 in California. More donations will be announced on a regular basis. Visit shopnaturalnews.com.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created WebSeed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Survival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Mental Health Exposed is sponsored by the INLP Center. The INLP Center is an online personal growth site providing online personal development courses, life coaching, and certification in neurolinguistic programming. INLP Center is offering a free mini course entitled 3 Soul-Stirring Questions to Reveal Your Deepest Self-Improvement Goals. Just visit them online to download this free course right now. Visit INLPcenter.com. More NLP, less hype. This is Mental Health Exposed on Natural News Radio with Mike Bundren.
Okay, welcome to Mental Health Exposed. This is Natural News Radio, and I'm your host, Mike Bundren. Here's a question for you. Have you ever gotten information that was helpful to you that seemed to come out of the blue? Call it intuition, call it a revelation, call it whatever you will, but it's information that seemed to come from a higher plane. Maybe it came from your subconscious. Or have you ever gotten information, similar information, that was helpful to or insightful about somebody else? And the information didn't come from their words. It's not something that you know directly. It's just that you got this information about them. Again, call it intuition. There's a lot of different explanations for it. Well, some folks are calling it quantum. In fact, my guest today on the show is Chiara Maripodi of danceofthesoulhypnotherapy.com. She is a quantum hypnosis practitioner in San Diego, California, and she's here to talk with us about what quantum hypnosis is and perhaps what are some of the explanations from a quantum hypnosis point of view about some of these phenomena where we get information that's helpful to someone else or to ourselves that comes from another realm. Again, there's a lot of explanations for it, and Chiara is here to talk about one of those. She's a quantum hypnosis practitioner, and she helps people to access this other realm where that information is available to you. So it's going to be a very, very interesting conversation, and I welcome Chiara to the show here in just a moment. All right, Chiara, thanks for joining us on Mental Health Exposed. Really glad to have you here. I appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks so much for having me. It's such a pleasure. It's wonderful to be on your show.
One of the things I was really interested in talking with you about, I mean, you're a hypnosis practitioner, but you practice something called quantum hypnosis, which I noticed on your website, which is dancesoulhypnotherapy.com, and that's for Dance of the Soul Hypnotherapy, which is the name of your practice, correct?
That's right. And yes, I do practice quantum healing hypnosis. It's actually a technique that was developed by Dolores Cannon. And she's very well known for this healing technique and for really honing down into finding out what the person needs to know and finding out exactly for that person what they need to know at that time most appropriately. It also is a technique that allows people to heal, and they receive information that is quite astounding, both for the practitioner and for the client. And it is something that truly is a breakthrough, I would say.
Now, with normal hypnosis, which I'm familiar with, you help someone access a relaxed, sort of open trance state, and then that means they're more open to suggestion. They might be more open to receiving information from their unconscious mind and so forth. How does quantum hypnosis differ from that?
Well, I think, as you said, that is correct. That's the type of hypnosis that I was originally trained in. That's what I wanted to do, and I did do that for a while. But the difference I feel, and this is something that I found in my own practice, because I decided that, you know, I didn't want to follow the script. I wanted to find out what worked best for the client. And so when I started my practice, I started to delve into different things. And what I found was that, yes, the subconscious mind, the one that we are taught as hypnotherapists, is the childish part of the mind. There we can go, as you say, we can give suggestions for well-being, we can change habits, we look at the belief systems that people know of, and things based on their experiences and based on the programming that they've received from society and their family and that sort of thing. But quantum hypnosis is very different. It takes the person to a depth where they're able to connect to their higher self. And once you've connected to the higher self, you're now quantum. You're now at a level that is totally different to what anyone's experienced before. And you have access to information, so long as it's appropriate for that person and for their journey, access to information that you would not normally have access to. So if we think about understanding the difference between quantum and current mainstream thinking, you know, when we were speaking, you mentioned, you know, about duality, and this is exactly how the thinking is mainstream right now. It's positive or negative. It's yes or no. It's either good or bad. But when you start to go into the quantum, you're leaping literally into something that is spectacular, and you're connecting with yourself and parts of yourself that you would not have had access to before. So this is a life-changing experience.
So you're saying that we all have a part of ourself, which you're calling the higher self.
Right.
Which is a well-established term, right?
That's right.
Our higher selves, or we all have a part of us that is quantum?
You know, I would go so far as saying we're quantum. We just don't know it yet. Quantum physics and mechanics is really starting to become a science that is in the forefront. And we're starting to see that, you know, looking down the microscope and looking at the microcosm of things is good for information. It's good to understand how the cell works, the structure, you know, how it functions. But if we don't zoom out and look at it on a macro level, so looking at the macrocosm, the overall picture, then we're missing the point. And if we miss the point, we're only finding very little bits of truths about who we really are, why we're here, and what we're doing. So when we start to zoom out and start to connect with all these dots together and basically connecting with particles, which is what we are, we're energy and we're particles, and putting it all together and seeing it in that perspective, then once that happens, we start to see things differently and experience things differently.
So where I go with that is when you talk about pulling back a little bit and getting the macro, is I go to this sort of an example where, you know, here I am going through my life every day and I'm focusing on tasks, and, you know, I got task A, B, and C that I've got to complete, and I'm focused on those things and I'm stressing. And there may be something I have to do tomorrow that I'm anxious about, and I'm worried about myself. I'm worried about what other people think of me. I'm worried about this or that. I'm trying to relate with my wife and my kids, and here I am in my little world.
Right.
And I'm focused on me and how I'm feeling and sort of taking my own emotional temperature. And all of that, my huge underlying assumption is that I'm me and everybody else is out there and I'm separate and I'm worried about me and so forth.
Right.
That's sort of how I think a lot of us go through life.
That's right. And we miss out. We miss out on the fact that we're all connected. And, you know, this came to me once because I was speaking to somebody and he was saying something, and I looked at him and I didn't see him. I saw what he was struggling with. And then I realized, oh my God, I had that too. It was at a younger age, but I was struggling with what he was struggling with too. And if that's the case, then we're all at different points, at different places, but we've all been through it and we all go through similar things. And that hit me. And when it did, I realized we're all connected. Everything is connected. And, you know, we are unique in certain ways. We have different gifts, we have different talents, and we have different skills. But essentially, at the end of the day, we are all connected.
So how does that help? In other words, how does that help me? And again, I'm going to stay focused on, if I'm caught up in my own little world and, you know, with my own anxieties and my own happiness and my own, what do I care about being connected to other people, or the fact that I am connected to other people? I mean, how is that helpful in a sort of a practical way?
Well, let's take a step back, because if we go back to the quantum healing hypnosis technique, which is Dolores Cannon's technique, you know, when clients come to me, they, in the interview, they say, oh, I'm here for this. And as we go on, the interview can take some time, because I like to listen, but I like to listen on a different level. I like to understand what they're not saying, because a lot of the information that you get, if you're a good interviewer and a good practitioner, is what they're not saying when they are speaking. And by the end of it, we realized that there were a number of things that they had come for and not exactly what they had said they did. And with the healing, the quantum healing hypnosis technique, it takes you through a past life regression. And you may experience one, two, or three, depending on what's appropriate at that time. And when you go through that and you go deep enough, there comes a point where we speak to what they call the subconscious mind, which is actually your higher self. So you're connecting on a deeper level. And when you start to speak and ask the questions, people come in with questions. I've had people with 30 questions at a time. So there are a lot of questions, physical, emotional, spiritual, whatever they deem they would like to find out about. when you go at that level and you start to speak to it, you start to see that these things don't matter. And yes, I understand that, you know, people do have worries. They do have things that are going on in their lives. When they have this experience, they realize that actually I was told that the subconscious mind said, my higher self informed me that I need to work on this area. I need to work on this and everything else will come. The experience within itself brings change in the perspective because it's something that people have not experienced before. And it's a part of them. It is a part of them that they haven't experienced before. And what we're doing is, we're bringing in all the layers of what it is to be human. So I believe that we have different layers, the emotional, the physical, the psychological, the mental, and the spiritual. And when we start to integrate these layers, instead of just being in one of those layers, either the physical or the mental, you're starting to integrate on a very, very slowly at the pace the person needs it. And this happens basically the way the person needs it and is appropriate for that time. When you start to bring these things in together, things begin to change because you experience different things. You start to see things differently and you start to understand yourself from a different perspective and start to see that, you know, it might have been important at that time because that was your perspective. But when you start to enlarge it, then you start to see how things can be different and how you can change things. And actually, you're doing it yourself, which is the most incredible thing and the most empowering thing.
It's sort of like when you're caught up in it, you don't know what you don't know.
That's right.
And you go
That's
to right. a different place.
So as you're taking the macro, zooming out, that's what we're doing. We're zooming out. And looking at it from a different perspective, getting information from your higher self that is, you know, the information that has come out has been astounding for me as a practitioner. I've learned a lot. But for the clients, it's incredible. Because a lot of the things that they intuitively thought, oh, I kind of know this, but they doubted themselves, they were spot on. So, you know, it's almost like coming into our own as humanity. I think that's how I would describe it.
What's the best, the most effective approach, if there is one, to going into a session? In other words, it sounds like the kind of thing where people can, you know, write down their questions for their higher self who is aware that
That's right.
we're living in a quantum field. And these are my questions. And go into a session that way, or maybe the more traditional way is just go into a session with a complaint and say, this is the problem that I want solved. And both are probably valid, right?
They are valid. And, you know, I think it depends on what the client, what their approach is. And I'm flexible. I say to the person, you know, if when you come in, bring some questions with you. And inevitably, a lot of people forget or they don't know what to ask. So I said, that's okay, because we can formulate them at the interview stage. And in fact, you know, through discussion, through listening, through trying to understand what the complaint, as you say, that they've come in with, we see different facets of it. And when you begin to have different facets of things, you have new questions that perhaps you didn't have before. So I tend to be very open, and I tend to like the one where we work together on the questions. And before they go into any part of the hypnosis session, we read them and we write them together. And so we know that what we're asking is what the client wants.
Right. And for maybe get the highest leverage questions.
That's right.
Do you have an example of this, of somebody who had questions who got answers, or somebody who had a problem who found kind of an unexpected solution?
Well, this happens all the time. I do have an example. I had a client who came in, and she said that she was coming in to try and find out what her direction was and that she had lost her direction. And, you know, we didn't go into a past life. And this is the interesting part, is that if the higher self deems that the information required by that person is basically from the present life, showing them something that happened or showing them an experience, it will do that. And we always ask what the purpose of showing whatever it is that they were showing. And this is what happened to this lady, and she was surprised at the end. She said, "I'm surprised. I didn't go into a past life." And I said, "This is what, was important for you at this time." And the subconscious mind, we had asked the question and had said, or the higher self had said very, directly. It's a very direct communication. It doesn't mince words. It's very truthful. It says things the way they are. And she turned around to me at the end and she said, "I didn't realize I hadn't dealt with that. I thought I had dealt with that." And I said to her, "But on a very deep level, perhaps this wasn't dealt with in the way that you should have done." And the subconscious mind was fantastic because this comes down to the practitioner asking the right questions, because all these sessions are recorded and I send it to the clients. So they can listen to it. And you always find out something new because there's so much information. But, it was really asking the right questions. And the subconscious mind actually explained how to go about dealing with the situation that she needed to deal with and to move on. And really gave, that she had to believe in herself, have faith and trust herself. And this is how she had to do it. And it's wonderful work for both the client and the practitioner, in my view.
I find it, just on a side note, no matter what kind of therapy or coaching that we do with people, I find it interesting that time doesn't necessarily heal wounds. In other words, and people are consistently surprised, even in disbelief, that something that happened 40 years ago, 50 years ago, can still be affecting them significantly today. Because consciously they've told themselves over and over again that it shouldn't be a problem and I shouldn't be feeling this, and they're repressing it. And it's really mind-boggling to think that we carry this stuff with us over such a period of time. But until it's dealt with, it's not dealt with. Isn't that true in your experience?
That's right. I mean, dealing with something you think consciously doesn't mean that, on a deeper level, it has been dealt with. And interestingly, what I've found in my practice is that, it doesn't just affect our emotional bodies. It affects us physically. A lot of the time in the sessions, the subconscious mind or the higher self, whichever works best for the listeners, it really says that, once this person has resolved this emotional complaint or issue, that their physical symptoms will go, or they'll be ameliorated, or it'll take some time for it to be healed. We also do ask for healing in the session, and you can do a body scan and it'll say, "I'm healing this, I'm healing that." And some of the healing stories that I have experienced myself and my clients and other people, other practitioners that I've spoken to who use this technique is phenomenal. I mean, even Dolores herself, Dolores Cannon has a lot of books, and you're right, you can read them. And she has a lot of understanding and she's written about what healings have taken place. And it is phenomenal because our emotions cannot be divorced from our physical. And if we look at that from a quantum perspective, it makes sense because, on the energetic level, our emotions do really affect our different organs. And in Chinese medicine, that is something they take into account. And it's interesting how not letting something go can really eat away, not just at the body, at the mind, but at the emotions too. And taking people, this is interesting, Mike, you'll love this because I love it so much. I took a lady into past life regression with Dolores' technique. And in the interview, she had said when she was small, she had had this throbbing headache right in the middle of her forehead. And she realized later on it was her third eye. And the past life that she had, I asked the question, I said, during the death experience, what happened? You're an observer. You're not going to be affected in any way. And she said that they crushed her skull. Immediately, I asked, where was the skull crushed? It was right in her third eye. And sometimes we do bring things in from the past lives that affect us physically here in this life. And with this particular technique, we can send it back where it came from, and because it's not needed here. And so we can heal on that level too. And that is just, that's mind blowing for me. And it's just wonderful.
And people, and she lost her symptom.
She lost her symptom. And also she understood why. Why was it there? You know, there's so many facets to us that we still haven't explored. And it's just so interesting that we can explore this and move forward.
I have more questions for you, but first, do you you work with people at a walk-in office in San Diego? Do you also work with people online or over Skype?
You know, I like Skype, but I like to also be with the person, especially when you're doing the quantum healing hypnosis. I want to be there. I will not do it on Skype. It is, I would feel that it would be unethical. You know, I need to be there, present with the person. My energy and my field, when we're talking about quantum, will affect the client. And I have to prepare myself before I have each session and make sure that I'm in a space where I'm receiving information for the client, asking the right questions by using the information that I receive, because I'm very intuitive in my sessions. Mm-hmm. I think that would be lost with the Skype session, so I don't do that, no.
Okay. Now, you talk about a, and I'm not sure I caught this right, but you talked about doing a scan.
Right.
People. Tell me about that a little bit more.
Okay, so with the higher self, you know, I mean, you know, the subconscious mind is very, very powerful. It can do anything and everything. It has so many facets to it that we still have not, we've only dipped our little toe in the water, so to speak. And with Dolores's technique, basically, if the person wants a physical healing, which is part of the technique itself, what we do is when we're down deep enough and we're talking to the subconscious mind, if it's appropriate, and the higher self will say to you, at this time, this is not necessary, and it'll give you a reason. But if the person wants it, we'll do a physical scan of the body. And I'll ask the question, so what are you scanning? What are you finding? It will tell me. So from personal experience, I'll give you, this is very interesting. I wanted to find out about healing of my eyes. And during my session, I can tell you that it felt like I had gravel in my eyes. And, you know, the higher self was saying we're healing her eyes. It'll take some time, a few months for her to improve her vision. And the eyes were watering. And I had, as I said, I had gravel in my eyes. And I didn't realize until later when somebody, I was sharing this experience with someone, and they said to me, Chiara, I've had laser treatment for my eyes, and that's exactly what it feels like. Gravel in the eyes and your eyes water. Well, I nearly fell off my chair. I was like, wow, okay. So, you know, this is the type of healing that takes place. And, you know, if people are interested, this is to experience this. It's wonderful. And also to read about it in Dolores Cannon's books. She talks about a lot of things that she's seen and experienced with a lot of her clients. So yeah, that the physical scan is the most interesting, I find, because I'm interested in health and health research. So
sure. Now that sounds, to a skeptic, that's going to sound way far out, that through quantum hypnosis, the higher self can physically heal the body and even perform laser surgery on your eyes.
Right.
That's going to sound way out there. And yet, you know, what's interesting is also, and I don't know where I'm going with this, but of the different alternative health practitioners, new age practitioners, and so forth that I've talked to and interviewed, sometimes the skeptics are the best clients because they come in after they've tried everything else and they're desperate for healing. They'll try anything, and that the pain that they're in makes them open-minded, and there's a lot of spontaneous healing that actually occurs in that realm, as opposed to somebody who's been meditating for 25 years and familiar with all the hypnosis and whatever else, and they're just looking for a different angle on it.
Well, you know, I'd like to bring up something that you said just earlier on. You said that their pain has opened up their mind mm-hmm. to do something else. And, you know, a lot of the time, illness does that. And in my experience with some of my clients, it has said they needed to go through this so they could actually focus on something else. They needed to go through this to learn a lesson, you know, to learn this lesson, to go forward, to take them out of what they were doing right now because it's not serving them anymore. And a lot of time we make ourselves sick on a very subconscious level, because we need to learn lessons and we're not going in the direction that we should. And that's what I wanted to pick out of what you were saying. And that's very important because our belief systems limit us in so many ways. And with any type of modality, the person's belief system will have an effect. And so being open and coming into something and just experiencing it to experience it, not to have expectations, I think that would be the key for anything. And in fact, in life, that's, you know, when you go into something with expectations, you're so busy focused on the expectations, you miss the point and you miss a lot of beautiful things that could have shown you something else if only we weren't looking with our mental minds. And we were looking with our hearts instead. So that's interesting.
It is. I have a couple more questions for you. But first, how do people get a hold of you if they want to talk with you further about this?
Well, they can get hold of me on my website, Dance Soul Hypnotherapy, or they can call me. My number is on the website, and they can email me. I have an email address, hypnotherapist@dancesoulhypnotherapy.com, and any of those methods, and we can talk and we can see what their needs are and if they want to find out more information about this. I also have a meetup group called Reconnection in San Diego, and, you know, we meet up and we discuss different things, and I like to have a group where not one philosophy is the main focus, that everybody has something to learn. Everybody has something to give. And, you know, allowing people to find their own way and their own path without trying to impose ideas, philosophies or guru information, that sort of stuff. That group is not for that. It's more for allowing the person to bloom because, you know, we're all budding flowers. And our experiences, our belief systems that limit us, and the programming that we've received shut us down so we can't bloom. And, you know, what I try and do is I try and help people to find the bloom in them and, you know, so that they can really open up to themselves.
That's nice because I think a lot of, you know, guru information is just more stuff that shuts you down, telling you the way you should be and the way that life is.
Exactly. It's very limiting. I mean, it has its purpose, and I know that people like that. Some people need that. And by all means, if that works for people, that's great. I think, though, and I speak personally, you come to a point where you realize that you don't need a guru, that, you know, it's within all of us. We have all the resources. It's about shedding those layers of limiting beliefs that we've been led to absolutely believe without question. And only when we start to shed these layer by layer, like an onion, has these different layers, and doing it gently at our pace and finding things that work for us, because things that work for one person won't for another person. It's all very individual. I always tell my clients that, you know, basically, we're a diamond that's unpolished. Yeah. And a diamond is hardy. It is beautiful. It is very strong. It's magnificent. It's powerful. It has so many uses in the industrial world that are very, it's very powerful. on all levels, and it has different facets, as we have different facets. And each time we find something that brings us joy, that we're working on ourselves internally, allowing ourselves to open up like that flower and bloom, we're actually polishing a facet of that diamond so that we can actually sparkle the way we should. And actually, I've done a video recently, quite interesting. I love the experience of making the video on Dance the Soul Hypnotherapy, saying just that, that we're really diamonds in the making.
And again, for people to contact you and to see that video, it's dancesoulhypnotherapy.com.
You're listening to Mental Health Exposed with Mike Bundrant on Natural News Radio.
Did you know the Natural News Store saves you money on superfoods, preparedness products, and more? Visit shopnaturalnews.com to start saving right now on herbal medicine kits, sovereign silver, Enter Foods superfood products, organic storable foods for preparedness, astaxanthin, chia seeds, coconut sugar, and much more. Everything in the store is personally selected by Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, so you can shop with confidence while avoiding GMOs, MSG, chemical additives, and other ingredients found in products sold elsewhere. Visit ShopNaturalNews.com to get started on your savings. Orders of $99 or more are shipped free in the continental USA. And we have live customer support ready to help via phone, text, chat, or email. A percentage of all sales are donated to important causes for food freedom, farm freedom, and health freedom. Most recently, the Natural News Store donated $10,000 to help support the GMO labeling Proposition 37 in California. More donations will be announced on a regular basis. Visit ShopNaturalNews.com.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results with your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Listening to Mental Health Exposed with Mike Bundrant on Natural News Radio.
Okay, we're back with Chiara. Chiara, let's just suppose for a second that you were trained in quantum hypnosis or that you'd had experience with it. Couldn't you just access the quantum state or the quantum part of yourself and get the information you need when you need it? I mean, wouldn't that be a useful thing to do?
People are noticing that they have different abilities that scare some people because they're not used to it and they don't understand it. And that's where the guidance comes in the right form is, you know, I have maybe the ability to see this now. Why? What is that? Like an aura, for example. So the energy is changing. So humanity is changing. And perhaps, you know, looking for the answers externally is going to change. And that victim mentality of, oh my goodness, I have to find something externally to make me feel like I'm worthy, it will start to fall away because we're moving into a time where we're starting to realize that we ourselves have the knowledge, the skills, the gifts, and allowing ourselves, like you said, to open up to our subconscious and to download what we need. Now, I'll give you an example from my personal experience. I do get downloads at times, and especially when I'm with people that need to have some information, and my clients at times. And if they come and see, when they come and see me, they always do get this from me. I'll tell them what the download is. And this is something that was quite recent, about a year and a half ago. It started to happen in my hypnosis sessions. I would get information for the client, I'd tell them, and it would be information that was very relevant to them. And so as we open up to ourselves, and we open up to different facets of who we really, really are, truly are, our authentic self, then we will begin to get these downloads ourselves and be going down a route that is different to what we have been so used to in with the blinkers on, so to speak, with our limitations in belief system and that bring us down right down to being in duality and just being here without a purpose or thinking we have a limited purpose. So I think that'll be a very interesting period to be in.
Do you make a distinction between the higher self and God?
Do I make a distinction between the higher self and God?
Yeah,
that is a very interesting question. You know, I think we're all sparks of what people call God, what is the creation of the universe, which is love. I remember doing a meditation once in my office. I used to do that, and I decided wanted to connect with my higher self on a deep level. And I just asked for it, for the connection. And when I opened my eyes, there was pink energy coming into the room, and I thought, oh my gosh, what is that? And I realized that, you know, pink energy is the love energy, and I think that that is who we are. We're a spark of that love energy, and if you look at quantum physics and mechanics, it truly shows you that, you know, we're a spark of the universe, and everybody is a spark of the universe. And when we start to see that, we start to understand that we are all one, and we're just having an experience here. And, you know, if we're doing it, having an experience here, then let's make the most of it, and let's include our light. Let's include the spark that we truly are. So I'm not sure if I make an absolute distinction, because we are part of that spark that is the creation of everything.
Yeah, and in that sense, the higher self is more just a name that you give it. In that sense, there's really no point in there being a higher self. We all just are part of this.
Correct. But people sometimes need to have language and verbiage that they can understand in terms of naming something, because that's how we've been brought up and people are comfortable with that. Yes. So, you know, some people call it the higher self. Some people say it's a God. Some people call it the spark. But essentially, it doesn't matter. It's all one and the same thing, and it's all within us.
Tell us, as we are sort of in the last segment of the show here now, tell us about the physical health issues. I know you touched on it earlier, but the kinds of physical health issues that people should consider this kind of work with, especially for Natural News readers. I think this is going to be an important one. We're all looking to improve our physical health. It's something that's very, very basic, and something that there's a plethora of symptoms to deal with, and so on and so forth, that are very physical and sort of that we trudge through life with on a day-to-day basis, is tapping into this higher plane. Tell us how that can affect us physically.
Well, that's a very good question. As you were asking that question, I have a number of different ways and different perspectives on this. Quantum healing hypnosis is very good on the physical, and it'll give you information, it will heal, so long as it's appropriate for you at that time. And it will give you healing that is beyond the imagination of what people believe. I would like to say that in order for that to happen, people need to do work. They need to work on themselves as well. For example, the lady that I saw, you know, the higher self said, you know, she needs to do her work and all this will go away. So they need to do their work. And there are different levels to this. You know, I also did a course with Dr. Paul Yannick, and he has a course called Quorum Nutrition. And this is also done on a quantum level. So there is the need, I feel, to allow the body to be nourished from nutrition that is raw, that it's fermented, and that is from the perspective that Dr. Yannick talks about. And this is very, very interesting. Also, the toxicity that we have in our world right now makes it very difficult for the body to deal with, and allowing the body, giving the nutrients to the body to do what it needs to do, and changing our mindset from, you know, the most important thing actually in our bodies is the microbiome. And the microbiome is the bacteria in our bodies that do a lot of work for us. Our bodies are 90% microbial cells and 10% human cells. And so if you look at it from this perspective, all the things that we have been doing up to now have really been not in symbiosis, not in sync with nature. But we are nature. So we have kind of been going against ourselves. And by nourishing the bacteria in our body, that is, you know, there's a lot of research, scientific research, that shows that bacteria in our body, the good bacteria in our guts especially, they play an important role in immune function, detoxification. They actually produce nutrients as well, which our body needs. And in a study, which I found very interesting, there was two groups of rats. One was a control and the other one was the experimental. In the control, they had the normal gut flora in the gut intact. In the experimental, they removed all the gut bacteria. And they found that those in the control group, they ate less. And, you know, they put on less weight. And also that the bacteria produce carbohydrates to feed themselves, but also helping the organism, which is us, to feed the human. So, or the rat in that case. But it's very similar in our bodies. And I thought that was very interesting. And, you know, getting the physical in a way and in a place that it can function well also helps to bring all the other things into an integrated state. When you complement that with the quantum healing hypnosis, and you know, you can ask the questions: how much do I need to take of this? Is this working for my body? What type of diet do I need? And then asking for the healing that has been found by Dolores herself has been phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. For example, on the course that I was on, there was a lady who was very ill. She went to see Dolores, and she had a number of ailments, and she was on the course, and she was walking around without a stick, and she came in front of the class, and she said, you know, I wouldn't be standing here today if it wasn't for the quantum healing hypnosis. I tried everything. But it didn't help me. It helped me a little bit, but it never really resolved and went down enough into the issues and into what I really needed. And she is testament. She's alive today. They gave her only a few months to live, and she is alive today because of Dolores' technique and how she approached that. I have a different way of also implementing the quorum nutrition or the quantum nutrition along with that to help the body, especially with these toxic times, because they certainly are toxic times. And it's, you know, a product that I love the philosophy and I love the product because it's just been something that has helped me personally and my family a lot. So I always try things out before I give them to other people, or I even say to them, this is good for you, recommend them to them.
Yeah, and it's nice that you are, it sounds like you're taking a more realistic approach as opposed to saying you go into this quantum field and you heal and then go back out and eat your Twinkies if you want to, you know.
That you see, that's where I think it's an education, you know. There is so much information with the quantum nutrition that is so valuable, understanding that we need to look after this temple, which is our body, and, you know, doing the same thing that we've done before that has contributed to bringing us to where we are today. And if it's not where we want to be, we need to change that. And we need to change the way we view the body and how we view, how we treat the body, in the sense of treating it ourselves from our health perspective, how we feed it, how we feed it from a physical, emotional, spiritual way. It's very important, and how we interact personally with the bacteria, which is us, actually. They're so important to our well-being. I can't stress that enough. And when I've done some gut ecology research, it astounded me that, you know, we didn't know this before. Like, why was this information sitting? Why didn't we see this before? And how, you know, the gut is the second brain. They say that, but I actually think it might be the first brain. A lot of things that we speak about, metaphorically, I have a gut feeling, I have butterflies in my stomach, and, you know, serotonin, which is the happy chemical, is made, 95% of it is made in the gut. So I have a different approach, because I really enjoy health, and I'm an avid health researcher. So from that perspective, this was very telling for me. And like you say, I take an eclectic approach. I come to it from different angles to give the best possibility for the person to choose what they want to do and to use everything that can help them through their journey.
And I just want to clarify something. Did you really say, or was it just me, that we're 90% bacteria?
Yes, we are 90% bacterial cells. Microbial cells in the body are 90% of who we are. So in actual fact, you know, we've been focusing on the human cells when I believe we should be focusing on the microbial cells and understanding them. We only know not more than 1% of microbial cells on this planet. And if we look, you know, I think this is a really good point to make right here. Remember, we were talking about the microcosm and the macrocosm. Uh-huh. Look at the Earth. The Earth is sick, and we haven't been very diligent in our duties as looking after this wonderful planet, because it is really beautiful. And if we look at the soil of the Earth, it's depleted, and it has been for a long time. We've been using chemicals and toxic elements that perhaps, you know, not knowing what the after effects of using those would be. And we have depleted the soil of minerals, but most importantly, we've depleted it of the microbes. The microbes that are there now are not what we had maybe 100 years ago. And this is why the soil is depleted. They're not able to do the work and the function that they should do. And not only that, we have done that to our bodies too. You know, when we use anti-infectives and all this sort of thing, they really do affect the microbial colony in the body, especially the gut. So we become vulnerable. And other things are able to, you know, to increase, as opposed to the good bacteria that really looks after us at the end of the day. So if we look at it from a macrocosm, we are a reflection, a hologram of the Earth. It is the macrocosm of us, the microcosm. Mm-hmm. And again, if we look at it like that, it's very interesting. I find that metaphor and seeing it that way very interesting, that the Earth is us and we're the Earth. And if we look how sick she is, then it's a reflection of how sick our society is too. There are a lot of people who have a lot of health problems.
Yeah, exactly. And the way that we take care of ourselves is a reflection of how we take care of the earth as well. And it's sort of a cycle. And how do you reverse it?
It is.
Is the big question. But that's fascinating, fascinating stuff. Where can people go to learn more about the microbial stuff? Do you have any good references for that?
There is a lot. I actually think that going to sciencedaily.com is quite interesting. Okay. They summarize scientific articles that perhaps, you know, the language that's used often is because they do a lot of genetic kind of studies and that sort of thing. And some of the language use can be off-putting, but it shouldn't be. And sciencedaily.com does a good job of condensing things and giving you the main points. I part of my reconnection group, I'm going to have a gut ecology as seminar. So, you know, if people in the San Diego area would like to, they can contact me and we can get together and do that. And, you know, I'll keep it basic enough for them to understand and make it easy to digest, because, you know, when something is new, it takes time to get used to the information and digest it.
Okay. Now we're right down the last minute or two of our time, and I've saved my toughest question for last. Are you ready?
I'm ready for it.
Okay. Is the quantum? We've got quantum hypnosis. We've got quantum jumping. We've got quantum this. We've got quantum that. Just like today in marketing, everything's going green. We've got green carpet cleaning. We've got green auto. We got a green auto mechanic. We got a green everything here in our town. Is the quantum thing, is it just another play, a repackaging of the same old stuff? Or do you have something that really does represent a new, a breakthrough or a new way of approaching something?
You know, I'm glad you brought that up. And if we look in history, as you say, there have been trends, even in history, in terms of the way humanity has thought about things, the theories they've come up with, the perspectives. And, of course, you know, the environment that you're in, the support system you have, the scientific limitations, for example, there are, you know, it's difficult to quantify psychic phenomenon. It's difficult to quantify people who can see auras. Do they really see them? Don't they see them? Because we don't have the technological equipment right now at this time to see it. Doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It just means that we're at our point at a point in our evolution that allows us to do so much. So coming back to the quantum, this is a good point. And I think that, you know, quantum anything, quantum biology, which is very, very interesting. If you start looking at cells from a quantum level, it really opens up to a different way of viewing it. Quantum hypnosis, quantum mechanics and physics in general, I think it's been there for a while. It's growing. And the more that we go in a direction that is able to study this. In other words, we're going to be coming up with, in this, and you'll see this in science because it's happening as we speak. It's wonderful. Recently, you know, the experimental and the studies that have come out and using quantum has just been leaping, as you say. But I think that this is another point in the evolution of humanity. And with any point in evolution, you're going to have certain things that are going to be going towards the truth and other things that will fall by the wayside, as they've always done in the past. Mm-hmm. And so the whole quantum theory, I think, within itself is a theory that will last. Different facets of it will change as we change the way that we see things, the way that we test things, the technology we come up with. And that, I think, is the beauty of being human and evolving, because I would not like to see a place where we're static and we're not moving forward. Because if we do that, even within ourselves, you know what happens. People get depressed. And they don't know what they're here for. They don't have anything to live for and all this sort of thing. So I think from that perspective, as a theory, it will go forward. And as I said, the different facets will change as we begin to be able to test things differently and to see things differently. Does that answer your question?
It does answer the question in terms of the there's so much that has to do with quantum these days. So I'm glad you pointed that out. Anyways, thanks so much for your time. Really, it's been an interesting conversation and a great show. So I appreciate you joining us on Natural News Radio, Chiara.
Thanks so much for having me. It was such a pleasure, and I really enjoyed it too.
Mental Health Exposed is sponsored by the INLP Center. Visit inlpcenter.com to get your free 30-minute life coaching strategy session with Mike Bundren. inlpcenter.com.